The plane that ate my vacation. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've all been through it. You're on a commercial aircraft. You know it's supposed to be taking off, but it doesn't, and nobody tells you anything. And then they say there's a problem, which should take about 15 minutes. And then time stops. Oh, but nothing you've been through compares to what happened on Virgin Atlantic Flight 63 yesterday as it was preparing to leave London's Gatwick Airport for Havana. Departure time was 9:30 a.m. The doors finally closed at 10. They sit on the ground until 11, when the crew says there's a technical problem which will take 15 minutes. We all know what 15 minutes means in airline time. Sure enough, a half hour later, the crew says they're waiting for a spare part, which of course means it's being shipped from Pluto. Oh, pardon me. No Pluto anymore. Uranus! At least that's closer. 1:30 p.m., the part arrives. The plane is now 4 hours late. 2:45, the crew says the in-flight meals could spoil if the plane doesn't take off by 3:30. 3:25, plane finally takes off. But an airport car speeds down the runway to warn the pilot that he's got a bad tire. 3:45, plane goes back to terminal. 4 o'clock, flight canceled. Cops called in because passengers are about to riot. 4:30, 7 hours after departure time, the passengers are allowed to leave and told their luggage will be delayed. But, on the bright side, if there had been a suicidal terrorist aboard, I think he'd be telling God to keep the dang virgins. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.